Hello, it's Rob Watson for another Leicester Sound Walk. And today is the 10th of January. I've come out about 9:30, so it's still quite frosty. But it's quite bright. The sun's really starting to come up quite quickly. And it's quite pleasant. I've come to Bede Park in Leicester, which is just at what we call the west end of the city, and I'm going to take a walk up the River Soar to get to Aylston Meadows, which would be quite nice and pleasant on a day like this. Bit of a change of plan in my expectations about these walks. We are in lockdown, so it's been much more difficult and to meet up with other people. So this is me. In future episodes, if we can do this in a suitably socially distant way, then that will be appropriate. But at the moment, I think the infection rates are too high, and we need to be following the government advice to isolate and to remain separate from other people. So for the next couple of weeks, until the lockdown is the numbers are coming down again, which hopefully will happen at some point, then I will wander out by myself. One of the benefits or one of the disadvantages of being in lockdown is that you will have to listen to me witter on. Bede Park, I first came to Leicester in 1992 to check out which university I'd be attending, and I came to DMU, so this is just by the DMU campus, literally a few yards away, and at the time it was a disused train yard and paint factory, and at some point, I think in the late 90s, early noughties, it was redeveloped, and a housing estate and some office space, a business park was built on the former site of the goods yards for the Great Central Way railway line. And you can still see traces of the railway line around you, even though it is disused and closed down in the 1960s as part of the beaching cut. But it still kind of defines the shape of the area, and it's very different to how it was. When you look back at old photographs of Leicester, you realise how different it is now. As opposed to how industrial it used to be in the past. So what I'll do is I'll walk over to what used to be a bar but has subsequently become a Tesco's, and then I'll walk up along the River Soar. As ever, there'll be plenty of wildlife, birds, and there's a few kind of Leicester landmarks. And hopefully I'll be able to kind of pull up on my phone a couple of useful bits of information. But again, one of the plans for this Sound Walk series is to meet up with people who know what they're talking about and can fill in the gaps. But for the moment, we'll just kind of take it easy and listen in to the world that's around us. So I'm now stood at the edge of Western Boulevard, and in Bede Park there's a square. I don't know if it's got a name actually, but there is a small parade of shops, as we used to call them, neighbourhood shops, and there's a Tesco, but there's also an exercise area where people can come and use the outdoor fitness equipment. It's taped off at the moment and the sign saying that the gym's closed, but that doesn't seem to stop people in this part. And in the centre of the square there's a kind of stone circle, five decorated monuments to I'm not sure what, when things like the Leicester River Festival takes place in August, this place is packed, the stages up at the park, music events. And in the summertime, it's very lots of students, lots of local residents, lots of children playing in this area. There's a negative side to it, is that it does attract some, let's say, gang. I wouldn't say gangs, but it's young people who are not necessarily interested in peace. It does happen around here. Bede Park has a bit of a reputation, founded or unfounded. I've always found it relatively pleasant, but it is a melting pot area. And again, that might be something that we can try and do in the spring and summertime when people are out and about a bit more. But the council have been, Leicester City Council have been, have introduced traffic calming and additional cycle lanes. So that's quietened and calmed Western Boulevard down a little bit. My kind of recollections of Western Boulevard is that it is full of traffic queuing to get into, on a work day, to get into the university, the hospitals that are nearby. And so this is quieter and people are out for a stroll. So let's head down to the River Soar and see what's happening there. So I'm down on the River Soar. There's a lot of swans and gulls and pigeons. People throw bread and seeds at the bridges. It seems to be a common thing in Leicester for people to do this. Pretty much everybody comes at some point and feeds the birds and the ducks. I'm just stood on the side of the embankment of the River Soar. I can see the De Montfort University campus in front of me, and then on the other side of the river is Eastern Boulevard, which again used to be a lot of hosiery factories and small light industry, close to a number of streets with very closely knitted terraced housing, Edwardian terraced housing. But subsequently there's been redevelopment and the building and adaptation of a lot of student flats and apartments. So it's people don't, when I first came to Leicester, it was a case of travelling. My student accommodation was across the other side of the city. I was up on Evington Road, and now subsequently I think the vast majority of students literally live within 2 or 3 minutes walk of their university campus. It doesn't improve, or it didn't improve when I used to teach at DMU. It didn't improve timeliness, but it's certainly more convenient. So there's some joggers out, plodding up and down the towpath. And this is a real kind of haven, and an underused haven here in Leicester. So it's a good place for spotting wildlife. So let's have a wander along. So this is the underpass for Upperton Road, just at the side of the canal, and just in front of me there's a couple of guys out fishing this morning. It's been a nice morning for it. I hope they've got a flask of coffee. It's calmed down a little bit this end of the river. There are less birds here, but usually in the spring and the summer there's quite a lot of activity. But for now, it's quite peaceful. There's still a few cars around, people still driving about. Leicester is one of those places where, I think I said last time, is that people do just seem to drive around in a loop. And yet off the roads, there are some really nice walks, and places that have been reclaimed or have been given back to nature, which are really very pleasant to explore. I'm just going underneath the Walnut Street Bridge, and there used to be a building, the Liberty Building, which was a hosiery factory, which was demolished and rebuilt as student accommodation a few years ago. And on the front of that building was a Leicester landmark of a Statue of Liberty, and that was relocated to the roundabout, so it's still there. You can still piece together the kind of history of Leicester from the fragments that have been left over from as things have changed and continue to change. But I'll carry on with my stroll, and I'm heading up to another Leicester landmark, which is the King Power Stadium, the home of Leicester City, which you can get a good view of the back of from the river. So I'm at the Freeman's Meadow Lock, which overlooks the back end of the King Power Stadium. To get here you have to walk past where the old Filbert Street grounds used to be. There's a Holiday Inn on the other side, and there's a housing estate of apartments behind me. My recollection of, I've only ever attended one professional football game in my life, and that was Leicester versus Tottenham, just after O'Neill had left as manager. Can't remember who replaced him, and I think Robbie Savage was playing, and it was at the old Filbert Street ground, and my recollection is that it smelt of pies, and it was one of the most boring things I've ever watched in my life. So I'm not a football fan, and as I'm originally from Liverpool, I constantly get asked what team do I support, and the only answer is I don't support any. I'm not really a football fan at all, but it's so embedded in the life of Leicester, you know, like a stick of rock, the words Leicester City Football Club run right through it, much like the River Soar does. So, you know, maybe that's a good analogy, that it's, you know, it's in the centre of the city, and it, you can't get much more central than this. So while it's the River Soar, it's actually used as a canal. So it was straightened and dredged in the 18th, 19th century. It used to be the artery for bringing goods, coal, taking products out of the city before the railway lines. It doesn't have to say, it's more recreational use now than industrial, like those days are gone. There is some river traffic. There are barges that use it, but I wouldn't describe Leicester as a destination for river folk to come and stay. If you go north, up towards Loughborough, there's plenty of boats moored there, barges and river boats. And if you go south down to Syston, then there are more out there as well, but you don't tend to get the boats stopping and mooring up in the city centre, which is a shame, really. You could see it as a good viable place for people to stop and to in you know, explore the city. It could be a destination point. And it is one of the assets of the area, which is its countryside and its wildlife. And as the river runs through the city from north to south, it's a kind of hidden a hidden asset to the city that is increasingly used as a, certainly at the moment with the lockdown, as a point of recreation. So lots of people out walking, jogging and cycling, and it's traffic free, which is a great bonus. So, you know, a short 20 minute walk from my home, and I'm looking at there's the weir with nesting birds, reeds. I've seen herons along the embankment, and again, all of this is to find a suitably qualified and experienced guide who can come on a sound walk with us in the future and can explain how the ecosystem of the river Soar works, how it's changed, what its threats are, and what its benefits are, and what we might get out of it in the future. So I'll carry on walking up. I'm heading up towards Aylston Meadows, and take a slow, leisurely stroll along the riverbank. So I'm just coming into what is known as Aylston Meadows, or is Aylston Meadows, which is a nature reserve. And there's two ways I can go. Do I go left or do I go right? I'm going to go right, which takes me along a tributary for the River Soar, but which takes you away from the canal side. And again, this is kind of quite unrestrained wildlife area. Reached a point in the path that is flooded, so there's a nice big pool of water. Fortunately, the ground below is quite solid and firm, so I'm not walking. The one thing I detest is walking through. Anybody who knows me and has been out on a walk with me in the past, I hate getting my boots muddy, which is ridiculous when you consider that you're out in the countryside and mud is an essential part of that. So I'll take a short detour around some trees and away from the extensive pool of water. It is actually frozen. I was saying earlier that there's no ice, but actually it has been frozen. It'll probably melt in a couple of hours as the sun, if the sun penetrates. The sun seems to have gone in behind grey clouds now. So it's not quite as picturesque as it was, and you really do lose that contrast, and the colours change. Everything becomes a kind of grey, brown, dark green kind of. It's very, very, very beautiful in many respects, but it is the kind of absence and the kind of point of decay where the leaves that had remained on the bushes are eaten away by the frost, I suppose to clear space for the spring, for the new growth to come forward. And the remarkable thing about midwinter is, you know, it does pass, and while world events around us and stresses and strains of the lockdown are foremost in our minds at the moment, we might feel ensconced in a cave, you know, being locked away at home, but actually when you do get out and you start to look around and you start to listen at what's out there, you start to realise that life goes on and things are renewed. But let's hope they're renewed in a positive and joyful kind of way, rather than something which is bleak and barren, but something which we can learn from nature, and we can anticipate new growth, nurture that growth, look after it, make sure that we are good stewards for the future, for our environment, and take every opportunity we can to minimise our impact and to reduce the stresses that the environment otherwise faces. So I've reached my destination point, which is there's a small bridge. I can't remember what it's called. I should look on Google Maps, but it's like the beach in Leicester, and families, it's like the river is very shallow and clear, and every year in the summer people come and paddle and sit at the side of the river. It's only a tiny little place, but it's like it's kind of infamous in Leicester that it's a spot where people can come and just relax and enjoy the meadows as a family. The people bring their pets and their dogs, and there's now plenty of people out for a walk. I think it's one of those mornings where you've got to get out, get some fresh air, blow the cobwebs off you after being stuck in for a few days. So there's people running, jogging past, there's people walking with their dogs, and there's people just out for a stroll. I think I'm the only person who's wearing a mask, but that might change over the next few weeks. I think in the spring I'll come out here again for another walk, another stroll, just to try and capture something of the difference that the seasons make. And so that was my trip out. If you want to get in touch with me and maybe take part in a future episode of this sound walk, I'd be very pleased to hear from you. Best ways to get in touch are Twitter and Instagram, Rob W Media. And on Instagram and Twitter, you'll see some photos that I'll post up from today's walk. And if you want to email me, it's rob@robwmedia.net. Be nice to meet up with somebody who's got an interesting story. We've all got interesting stories to tell. We can all talk about what we see around us and how we have grown up in our environment, so you'd be very welcome to take part and share your experiences and your point of view and what it is that you listen to as you walk about here in Leicester.